Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but you know that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil, write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name, I'll write my name. Write neatly. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, so here we go. If you look at the top of your paper, you're going to see a picture. And I see some sunflowers that look so plain. So we need to do some coloring. Let's grab our yellow crayon. Grab your yellow crayon. We're going to leave the inside of the sunflowers, the circle part. Let's leave that blank. We're just going to work on the petals. Get it? Got it? Good. All right, so yellow petals on all the sunflowers. Go for it. So we know that shape on the inside of these flowers. We know it's a circle. It's a circle. We're going to leave that blank. We're going to come back and color it something else. I love sunflowers. I think they're so friendly. Do you know what the beginning sound is in sunflowers? You know it. It's an S. Can you think of something else that begins with the S sound? Are you thinking of one right now? What about sad? I'm so sad because the sunflowers are just plain, and I need to make them better. Yes, sad and sunflower begin the same way. Can you think of another word that begins the same way as sunflower and sad? What about seed? Seed. There's a bunch of seeds inside sunflowers, or every sunflower is a seed, or the petal. There's something important about sunflowers. Maybe you need to go look that up and tell me. I finished all my yellow petals, so now I'm going to grab my brown crayon. I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Grab your brown crayon and color the circle center part of the sunflower brown. Color the circle part of the sunflower brown. Circle, color, circle. Did I say circle the color? Color the circle part of the sunflower brown. I'm almost finished. I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, and 1. Find a green crayon. I don't care what kind. It could be light green. It could be dark green. And let's color the stem and the leaves of our sunflowers. Oh, they're starting to look so pretty. Do you know what beginning sound leaves starts with? What's the first sound in the word leaves? Yes, the letter L. Leaves. Do you know another word that begins the same way as leaves? I've got one in my brain. Love. I love to work on this with you. I love listen and learn. That's a lot of L's for you. All right, first graders and anybody else that's listening to me. I don't know why I just said first grade. Well, it's because I do teach first grade, but this could be for anybody who wants to do it. Put down all your crayons. Boys and girls, do you see over by the boy, how many sunflowers are there? How many sunflowers are over by the boy? 1, 2, 3. And then how many sunflowers are over by the girl? 1, 2. So how many sunflowers are there in all? Let's count them all. Touch them with your finger. Did you bring your finger? All right, touch them and count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That means 3 and 2 make 5. All right, ready? We're moving. been on. Do you see the roof of this little Apple booth? It's the roof. Do you see? It could even be called a canopy. It's the roof. Let's color it two colors. Find a red crayon. Any kind will work for me. And find a blue crayon. And let's make a red and blue roof. Let's make it into a pattern. Red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, red. You get it? Okay, here we go. Start with red. It's okay if you started with blue, but start with red if you can. Red. Don't forget to do the little part of the roof that's hanging down. Red. Blue. Roof. What's the beginning sound in roof? Yes, R. Can you think of another word that begins with R? By the way, I'm getting my red crayon for my next stripe. Yes, red begins the same way as roof. I hope I'm saying that right. Sometimes my kids make fun of me for saying roof, roof. But it's not rough. That's what a dog does. Ruff, ruff. Hey, that's another thing that begins with R. Okay. I'm ready for a red. So right now I have red, blue, and now I'm going to do another red. Can you think of another word that begins with R besides red and roof and rough? Really? I just came up with really begins with R. Really. We're so smart. Okay, I'm on my last stripe. It's a red one. I love it. I love it when it does that because we had red to begin with, and now we're finishing with red. So it's a really nice picture. Okay, so friends, I'm putting down my red crayon. Did you hear that? I'm putting down my blue crayon. And now I want to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's count how many red stripes we have. How many red stripes do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4. And how many blue stripes? 1, 2, 3. So let's count them in all. What is 4 and 3? Touch with your finger because you brought it. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 4 red and 3 blue make 7. Okay, now, do you see the booth, the sides of it and the front of it? It's like holding up the roof. The sides of it are holding up the roof. Uh-huh. And then the front of it, we're going to color that part brown. So find your brown crayon and let's color the front of the booth and the sides of the booth, which are holding up the roof. Let's color those brown for me. Hey, brown and booth begin the same way. What do they begin with? Brown and booth. Yes, B, letter B. Now I'm on the front of my booth, and I'm going to go in and around that banner that's hanging down. Try not to color on that banner. Try to go in and around, because maybe we'll color that next. Okay, can you think of another word that begins the same way as brown and booth? I'm thinking of a color word that begins the same way as brown and booth. Can you think of a color? Yes, blue. Blue begins with b, b, b. All right, I've got the booth almost finished. I'm coloring very neatly. Are you doing your best job? I sure hope so. Okay, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Nice. Okay, in front of the booth hanging down are those little flags, and there's letters on them. Let's read those letters. APPLES. Apples. You know it. All right, let's color the flag with the letter A on it. Let's color it green. Find a green crayon and color the letter A flag green. And then hang on to your green crayon and color the letter S green also. The letter S. Color in the flag with the S on it green. And then put down your green crayon. And let's find a purple crayon. Let's get colorful. And let's color the flags with the P's. Let's color those purple. P, purple. I didn't even do that on purpose. It's perfect. And then the L, the letter L flag, make that purple too. And then the letter E flag, let's make that purple too. Okay, you may put down your purple crayon. Now, how many green flags do we have? One, two. How many purple flags do we have? One, two, three, four. Now let's count all the flags to find out what two green and four purple are. Count all the flags. Touch them with your finger. One, two, three, four, five, six. Excellent. That's amazing. Okay. Do you see the baskets? Hey, baskets. Do you see the baskets in front of the booth? All right, do you see the basket with nothing in it? Nothing's in it. Let's color that basket orange. Color that basket orange. I wonder why there isn't anything in there. I love apples. Do you love apples? Maybe they ate them all. It's possible. So we're coloring the empty basket orange. Now, take two more seconds. Two. One, do you see the basket next to the orange basket that we just colored? Okay, we're going to color that basket green. Any kind of green. So the basket next to the orange ones, right next to it. Color the basket green. Should we color all those apples green too? Why don't we? Let's do it. Color all those apples green. And while we're coloring, let's count them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine apples that we can see in the green basket. Two more seconds. Two. One, and now let's find our red crayon and color the basket next to the boy red. Color the basket next to the boy red. The baskets are in front of the booth. Okay, and now let's color these apples in this basket red and count them as we color. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Both baskets have nine apples, and we sorted them. We have a basket full of green apples and a basket full of red apples, and then that empty basket should have had what inside of it? What's another color for an apple? Yes, it could have had yellow apples in it, but there aren't any. Okay, last thing. Do you see the apple that the boy is holding in his hand? Looks like he took a bite out of it. Let's color it yellow. Let's color that one yellow. And then we're going to stop there. If you want to finish coloring this whole picture later, you can. But I want you to put down all your crayons. And I want you to pick up your pencil because we're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom. Yeah. All right. So crayons are down. Our pencil is up, and I want you to find the star at the bottom. It's right next to the capital letter A. Will you trace that for me? A. What would come next? There's a blank next to it. What do we put? A. What comes next in our ABCs? B. Let's make it a capital B, an uppercase B, right? Neatly. A, B, trace the C. What's next? D, trace the D. Start at the top. D, then what? E, make it an uppercase or a capital E. I'm going to come back to the beginning. A, B, C, D, E. Now I'm ready to trace the letter F, letter G, letter H. Let's go back to the A and count. Don't count. Let's go back to the letter A and read these. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. Make it a capital I. Okay, then J. We're coming down to the next line. J, K. We're going to make all capital letters. K-L-M-N. We're just tracing. We have blank, blank. I'm going to go back to the J. J-K-L-M-N-O. Write the letter O. P-Q. Come down. What's next? Yeah, nope, I don't know. Let's go back to the A and read. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I'm singing. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R. We need the letter R. R, S, T, then what? U, V, W. Do you know what's next? Yep, X, Y, Z. Let's check. Go back to the star where the letter A is and let's check. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now go to the heart on your paper. It's next to the number 10. Trace the number 10 for me. 10. Scoot over. 11. Scoot over. What's that? 12. Next up, 13. You should be tracing. What's next after 13? 14. Then what? 15. Let's go back to the heart and count these. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We did the whole entire activity. Boys and girls, you're amazing. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Remember, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time.